JMP back with you here on ESPN West Palm tonight, ESPN 106.3 and the free ESPN app. Really exciting event going on in South Florida, in Davie, the 2022 Orange Bowl Florida High School Basketball Showcase presented by American Airlines. And it is just another way that the Orange Bowl, and of course, you know, when we mention Orange Bowl, you think about the Capital One Orange Bowl game. You know, and you think about the lineage, me as a lifelong Miami Hurricane fan, I, you know, think about the actual Orange Bowl, and all the games that I watched growing up. But, as much, if not more nowadays, it's what the Orange Bowl is doing 365 days a year in the community in South Florida and events like these. And joining us is the new chairman, president of the Orange Bowl committee, Frank Gonzalez. And Frank, first of all, before we talk about this event, congrats on the new honor. And, you know, just, you know, for you, kind of, what's the first thing, what's that, you know, mean to you being, you know, bestowed on such a great position?
Well, thank you, Jeremy. I really appreciate it. And, you know, for me, it's a big deal. I grew up in South Florida, too, and grew up with the Hurricanes and all the teams in South Florida. And always was a big, you know, always attended the Orange Bowl games, and I'm a big college football fanatic. So for me, it's a big thing, but it's also more than just college football. The organization does a lot of work in the community, in youth sports and health organizations, and also helps a lot of schools. And I love being a part of that and getting more and more into it as my role rolls into during the year.
And so take us a little further, you know, because you're like me, you know, in terms of being a football fan and, you know, thinking about the Orange Bowl from a football standpoint, but how much have you seen it grow, you know, in terms of the community?
Well, I mean, every year it's been growing more and more for the past few years, and there's more and more events that we do, such as this, the showcase that we're doing on the basketball side, and we do things on the football side. We do like a combine type of showcase. We do on the softball. We sponsor softball type events. We also do healthcare events, and we also do events with school children and with schools. So more and more it's growing, not just on the sports side, but all around, you know, in different types of community events.
So this Saturday, we've got the Orange Bowl High School, Florida High School Basketball Showcase that's going to be going on at the JCC in Davie. And this is, you know, an opportunity, just like you guys do with the football showcase, young student athletes using their basketball and academic skills to get into college, to earn a degree, and obviously to play hoops. So what are the important things that we need to know? And, you know, kids, parents, student athletes, coaches listening need to know in terms of how this works and participation.
So the Orange Bowl Florida High School Basketball Showcase presented by American Airlines, as you said, is a free one-day event that will bring together Florida high school juniors and seniors with educational institutions such as Division II, Division III, NAIA, and junior college programs from all over the country. The event is open to all junior and senior boys and girls high school basketball players. All Division II, III, NAIA, and NJCAA athletic directors and head basketball coaches are invited to attend, and they'll have the opportunity to view all the participants and compete in a series of scrimmages throughout the day. And following the showcase, the best part is the players and the parents get to meet with the coaches that are in attendance and get to discuss scholarship opportunities or just get a little bit of headway in terms of what they should be doing going forward to plan out their college careers.
Yeah, such a cool event. And really, you know, just for many of these kids, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and kind of a one-stop shop, you know, to be able to fulfill their dreams the next level. So this is, if I'm correct, Frank, year two of the event. So, you know, what how did year one go, and kind of what are you looking at for year two?
So this is the second time we do this and hosting the basketball showcase. Last year was the first year, 2021. And the event last year was just strictly for girls. This year, we're opening up to the boys as well, so we expect a larger turnout. Before, 23% of the eligible student athletes that participated were recruited to an actual college, and approximately $650,000 or so of financial aid was provided. So we look forward to build this event more and more this year and going forward, just as the football showcase has taken off. That's one of the events that we've hosted since 2016. And to date, we've given, or it's provided up to $6 million in financial aid and scholarships to the participants of those events.
And, you know, basketball, I mean, this is a probably, you know, we think about this in terms of high school and we're embedded in the high school community, football first, but, you know, it was actually just reading today. I think in the NCAA tournament alone, there's 8 Palm Beach County kids and a few coaches for the men's tournament. The women's tournament has 3 or 4 players as well. And obviously, you know, when you talk about Division II and NAI Division III and everybody involved in the showcase, that number grows even more. So how can someone sign up to attend?
So basically the pre-registration is closed now, but you can still walk up. So if you're still interested, walk up, and you'll also be accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Spots are limited, but if you want to get some of the details, visit us online on Orange Bowl, basically www.orangebowl.org for the most updated information. And if you're walking up, please come prepared to provide your test scores with your test scores and your high school transcripts, because that's something that they're going to ask you for in order to be able to participate in the event.
Yeah, for sure. Again, 7:30 to 2:30 at JCC and Davie this Saturday. Couple other things here with the new chairman, president, Orange Bowl committee, Frank Gonzalez. And Frank, you guys have some other big events that are coming up right around the corner, right, with the Orange Bowl?
Yeah, we do. We have a couple of events that we do year-round, and coming up in the near future, one of them that we always hold during the springtime is the Orange Bowl Food and Wine Celebration, which is presented by Florida Blue. And it's coming up on Friday, April 29th at the Broward County Convention Center. It helps us bring over 30 South Florida top restaurants that are going to participate and top chefs that together raise over $50,000 for the Make-A-Wish and the Special Olympics. We also have our legacy program project that goes around year round, where we provide millions of dollars for beautification of recreational parks throughout South Florida, and also for school learning centers. The latest legacy park is being renovated as we speak at Mitchell Moore Park in Pompano Beach. Over the summer coming up, we're also going to host a number of free youth football clinics for kids all around South Florida. And there are these are just a few of the many initiatives that Orange Bowl committee members and volunteers and staff work throughout the year. But stay in tune in terms of our website, and you'll see a lot of our events are coming up in the near future.
Finally, Frank, I got to ask you, since we started and, you know, talked about football, you know, real quickly, I got to imagine there's, you know, excitement, you know, whether it's the Orange Bowl committee or just in and around South Florida. What's it been like with, you know, Mario Cristobal taking over at the University of Miami and, you know, being right, you know, in the midst of that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of excitement, and we're very excited because obviously we're in South Florida. So we deal with a lot of, you know, there's a lot of committee members and sponsors and people that we work with that have been around the University of Miami for a long time. And everyone's excited for the future. Mario obviously was homegrown from a local high school at Christopher Columbus High School, University of Miami. And we're happy to see him back. And we're happy that the school is taking the initiative that they have with the coach and with the new athletic director, and hopefully good things to come. I mean, I think the thunder that South Florida is feeling, we're feeling it too, and we're hoping to be a part of that going forward.
Well, Frank, appreciate the time. Best of luck with, you know, all your events coming up, but especially with the basketball showcase this weekend.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.